right. Why do we celebrate it?
I don't know.
Woo! We've been planning it for weeks.
You're going to love it. You're going to love it.
Feasting and sport, the likes of which you will never forget.
I'm psyched.
Whatever happens, I will never, ever, ever speak a word of it.
Now let's do this.
Loud noises!
I don't care if we kill someone. Okay, okay, okay. Pump the brakes.
Yeah, it's Labor Day weekend, the big three-day weekend. Now, why do we do this whole thing? A lot of folks out there just don't know, and quite honestly, many folks really don't care. Just thrilled to have 3 days off, right? Well, let's go over some of the details about this whole Labor Day thing. Unofficially, it's the end of summer. Not technically, it's unofficial for most of us folks, all right? The first big Labor Day in the United States was observed on September 5th, 1882, and it was to designate and commemorate workers. The Central Labor Union of New York organized it, following the deaths of a number of workers in the hands of U.S. military and U.S. Marshals during the Pullman strike, whatever that was. That's like history. It's too much like book learning, if you ask me. All right, and for high society, you know, past the great poupon, folks, Labor Day marks the last day that women in high society can wear white. I don't know why. It's just that way. All right? But more importantly for a lot of us folks, 3-day weekend, and it kicks off football. All right? NFL and college football season kick off right around Labor Day. College, their first games begin the week before Labor Day or the weekend of Labor Day, and the NFL traditionally plays their first game the Thursday following Labor Day. All right? So that's a big reason. 3 days off, watching a lot of football, got some racing going on. We got Atlanta. Oh, it's going to be a great weekend. We got the air show. I'll be telling you more about that. Maybe at the air show, someone can come up and tell me why, after Labor Day, you're not supposed to wear white.